every day at around 3:30. Take multiple trucks to drive by kids' houses that have requested us to drive by for their birthday party, and give them some lights, some sirens, you know, wave, honk the horns, give them a little mini parade for their special day.
How did this all come about, Kent?
Well, things like this are happening across Canada. Other fire departments and emergency responders are doing parades past hospitals, nursing homes, you know, and supporting frontline workers, doing similar initiatives to help kids out, something fun on their birthday. So we decided we'd focus on the birthday parade idea because we looked at it, the kids have basically been stuck in their homes for, you know, weeks now. They haven't seen their friends, they haven't gone to school, they haven't played sports, you know, nothing that resembles a normal life for them. So for a kid on its birthday, it's usually a pretty special event, and most of them, you know, they don't understand why they can't have their parties, they can't have their friends and families to hang out with, they can't have their big normal party. So we thought we could, you know, bring the party to them.
For you, for your team, how important is this?
It's awesome for us. You know, we're always looking for ways to be involved in the community, get out there, you know, meet people, talk to people, you know, spread fire safety messages. So typically we'd visit schools, you know, go to the community events, have a physical presence at different things. And right now with the, you know, physical distancing, we can't do that. So we've had to come up with other ways to do it. We've been, you know, active on social media and things like that. So in trying to limit our in-person public education community outreach during the pandemic, we were just looking for different ways. So this way gives us the opportunity to be out there pretty well on a daily basis, you know, seeing people, you know, getting ourselves out there and just helping people out and getting our fire safety messages out as well.
The reaction from the community, how has it been?
It's been way more than what we expected, to be honest. You know, we thought we'd get a few parties here and there, you know, it wouldn't be a huge thing, but our original Facebook post about it just over a week ago, we reached over 36,000 people with our one post, generated hundreds of likes and shares out of that original post. And over the past week, 8 days, I think we've done like 25 birthday parties, and we have a whole bunch more lined up in the next few weeks here. People even looking farther ahead if this keeps going. We're not sure, obviously, how long it's going to keep going until everyone can get back to a more normal life. But we've been doing daily posts, live streams of the parade, things like that on our Facebook page, and we've been getting some really great reactions and comments from the community. We've also had other groups joining in on some of our parades. Some of the guys from Oxdrift Fire have been coming into the city fairly regularly, bringing one of their trucks in, helping out. We've had Falcon Beach Towing. They've been tagging along, bringing their big tow truck. So the kids are pretty happy to see something different as well. We've also started to see an outpour of support from, you know, neighborhood residents. If they know we're coming to their neighborhood, they've started posting signs as we drive by, thanking frontline workers, first responders. So this extends way beyond us as the fire service. You know, it's the police, the EMS, the hospital staff, you know, grocery store people, everyone that's doing their part to keep the community moving and then safe.
Well said. Anything else you want to add, Kent?
Yeah, I'd just like to recognize, you know, everyone involved with this, including the families and the friends of the people that, you know, the birthday kids out there, because they're doing a big part. They're doing everything right by staying at home, staying inside mostly, you know, maintaining that physical distancing and making some big changes in their lives. You know, when we're doing this, we see the neighbors come out, everyone's keeping their distance, they stand on their front lawns, you know, they're not right beside each other. We've had some family and friends joining along in some of the parades, you know, lining up behind the fire trucks, they're staying in their cars, they're honking their horns, they're waving, they haven't seen each other, you know, in a few weeks, so they're doing their thing to make it work too. I'd also like, you know, to thank some of the people that are joining in, Oxdrift Fire, for coming out. Dan and his family from Falcon Beach Towing, they're pretty regular with us. That's awesome. He's taking the time out of their day to come in and help out. And our members here in Dryden Fire Service, for these guys are volunteering their time, coming in, some of them every single day, to do this birthday parade. You know, just they're doing it to make someone else's day special. So it's pretty awesome to have that all-around community support.